at Jubilee and have indeed been here for 25 years. So I know we should realise that some of you weren't even born 25 years ago, but I have and was. And I was a grown-up even then. I know I don't look like I might have been, but I was. So my job this morning is to pretty much do what Matthew's just said. Try and spread the word of God to you without upsetting you. However, this morning you might think, I'm not sure you tried very hard, Andrew. I am going to try and spread the word of God to you, but we are looking at something that's really quite challenging. And so if you're here for the very first time this morning, welcome. We've been working our way through the book of Hebrews, and we started it earlier on in last year, and we started it because we felt that there are some stuff in Scripture we don't often address, and we're very good at addressing how wonderful and glorious it is, but sometimes we don't address some of the things in Scripture which are a little bit more challenging, shall we say. The things that talk about how holy and awesome and mighty God is, and that we need to sometimes respond to that in accordance with the grace and the mercy he's given us, but also just recognizing just quite who he is. And so we've been working our way through this book because of that desire, really, to make sure that we preach the whole counsel of Scripture and all that God has written to us for our instruction and for our help. So we finished in early July at the end of chapter 3, and Kat, who was playing the cajon just now, had kind of finished that bit off for us. And we're now into a kind of 7-week series, so a relatively short series, when we'll go through a few more chapters of the book of Hebrews before we have another break to breathe and to catch our breath and to build up towards Christmas, and then we'll finish off the rest of Hebrews in January. Well, not in January, we'll start finishing it off in January, and we'll keep going until we get to the bitter end. So what is the book of Hebrews? The Hebrews was written to Jewish Christians, and these people were those who were, it would appear, they were under pressure to return to the Jewish faith. And the Jewish faith was all about believing in God, knowing God, and waiting for the Messiah, waiting for the King that was going to come and bring freedom and bring rest. And this letter, which was written by one of the early church leaders, we don't quite know who, but it was written to a bunch of people who had been, were Jewish, I suppose, and they had become Christians. And he's helping them to see how Jesus is the answer to the Old Testament promise of the Messiah. And he's helping to see them to see how Jesus gives them full access to God, and how he Jesus is the great high priest. So there's no need for further sacrifices. And therefore he's saying, if you continue to put your faith and trust in Jesus as God's son, that's what you need to do. And don't turn back, he's saying. Never turn back, but have faith, he says. And don't turn back. And so, as I said, we finished chapter 3 in early part of July, and it was very convenient that we broke there because it was a chapter break and the summer was coming, and it was lovely. But it's in the middle of an argument that he's making, so it might have been a very convenient place in terms of chapter numbers. Actually, it was a bit confusing place because he doesn't quite finish what he's saying, and we've said, oh, we're off summer holidays now, mate. See you later. So we're going to pick up a little bit on chapter 3 to enable us to get into chapter 4, which is the subject or the verses I'm supposed to be preaching from this morning. So if you've got your Bibles, you might want to just go into Hebrews chapter 3. It's a book towards the end of the Old New Testament. I'm going to read it out. I'm going to use the New Living, well, mostly the New Living Translation. And I'm going to just pick some of the verses in 3 to try and give you the flow of the argument. And then we'll go into chapter 4. Is that okay? You all happy with that? So first of all, then, we'll start with verse 1 to 2. And so, dear brothers, and sisters who belong to God and are partners with those called to heaven, think carefully about Jesus, whom we declare to be God's messenger and high priest. Think carefully about Jesus. For he was faithful to God who appointed him, just as Moses served faithfully when he was entrusted with God's entire house. So think carefully about Jesus. Jump down a couple of verses to verses 5 and 6. Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truth of God,